Steve, in the end, tough one to take.
Well, of course it's tough to take for until they score a goal. They've been outclassed, outplayed. We were terrific, and that's against a top-class side who I think will win promotion. I think we've given them a hiding, haven't we? But they've gone with the points. But Andy, we were fortunate on Saturday, so it's a tough league. We were fortunate to be second best to Wolves all over the pitch, but we got the points. And tonight, I think we're certainly for 75, 80 minutes, we're by far the better side. It's a distance the best side, but they've taken a couple of chances and set them in the second leg. And it looks as if they see the game out comfortably. But I think if we'd have gone in front, it would have been a totally different outcome.
He tinkered with things to start with, and it looked as though it was going to bear a lot of fruit. I mean, Gomez has kept them in it with two good saves, particularly in the first half.
Well, if you get a goalkeeper that's got his experience and played what he's played, you've got to do that. And you've got, they're introducing players like Lloyd Dyer, who's, of course, could have stayed in the Premiership. I've got nothing but respect for Beppe and his team, but I think they'll go away tonight back to London, and I think they'll know that this has been a tough night for them. But they've got the points, and we wish them well. They're a football club that conduct themselves properly, and their staff do, so we wish them well. And it's hard for me to say, but I'll go and have a glass of wine and lick my wounds.
In terms of actual progression, though, how pleased were you to see Rotherham United have the amount of possession that they had and use it the way they did in the first 60-odd minutes of the game then?
Yeah, we played some fantastic football, didn't we? But we've got good players. Again, 7 or 8 of that team is a team from League Two, so we seem to have a lot right. And but it's a hard lesson tonight. We've just said that to the players. It's a hard lesson, but that's what Championship football is going to be about. But if we play as well as that every week, we'll have absolutely no issues as the season goes forward.
So how would you describe it then? Perhaps being a bit more streetwise, perhaps when it comes to that type of moment against teams like Watford, and just getting the ball over the line, I suppose. Getting the breaks here.
Listen, I think they've had a couple of blocks. The goalkeeper's made two tremendous saves. It's a different game if one of them go in. And sometimes you'll not make a tremendous save and they'll go in against them, like we've seen on Saturday. He had a bit of a howl of the lad, didn't he? When they chip him twice, the Norwich lads chip him twice. But as much as he might have cost him on Saturday in terms of goals, he's made it up for it tonight, isn't he? He's been absolutely fantastic. He's experienced two wonderful saves. I think he's commanded his box. But we're very, very unfortunate to go home tonight without adding to our points tally, because it was a special performance for 60, 70 minutes when we've outplayed and been exceptional against who I think, as I've said to you, is a top team.
How do you assess the impact Taylor's made in the past couple of games, perhaps particularly tonight?
Well, for 70 minutes he was fantastic, winning for 20 minutes he failed in a hole, because his fitness is nowhere we need it to be, but we're working hard to get him there. But I don't think he was alone. I think Richie Smallwood come back in, was outstanding again. I think my back boys were decent, I think Big Alec up front run his socks off, and if anything, maybe a finer ball into the box wasn't as clinical as it should have been in picking people out. But we're learning, and we're learning very quickly.
Talk about him in a minute. Paul Green, what happened to him?
Well, it's an X-ray to tackle. I've just looked at it, so I'm talking with the benefit of having looked at the replay. It's a red card. It's over the top. It's late. It's back into the boy. We don't know how bad it is. He'll get X-rayed this evening, scanned in the morning. I've not spoken to the referee yet, but he'll probably believe he got it right, won't he?
Give us an educated guess. And you've seen him. How is he? Is that something that you think might keep him out of the weekend? What's your view?
Well, we don't know, Andy, until it's X-rayed, do we, and scanned. We'll know more in the next 24, 48 hours. But he's been fantastic since he walked in the door. He's a good professional. He'll want to get fit as quickly as we can. But I don't see too many tackles not in the game today. But it's a nasty one, but we have to take that.
There were a few incidents, that one, and perhaps a couple of penalty incidents as well that didn't go your way. And you smile as I say that. Well, they didn't go your way, did they?
No, they didn't. Listen, the referees had a poor game, didn't he? Let's be honest. He's had a poor game. He's missed a lot. Maybe they have a penalty with Troy Deeney. We have to be honest and say that, for me, looks a penalty. Troy Deeney doesn't dive. I've watched a kid for years. He doesn't dive. But we should have two penalties, shouldn't we? And maybe they should have a red card. But they've come. They've been clinical. They've got the points. We'll shake them hands and we'll have a glass of wine with them now, and we'll wish them well. And, we'll try and get ourselves ready for Millwall.
Richie Smallwood then came in today on an emergency loan, played well on his second debut. What does the future hold for him then? Is that going to be more than this emergency loan?
He'll join us permanent tomorrow.
Right. What's the deal then?
one of the dealers, they'll be here for 2 or 3 years, whatever the club's negotiated. But I think that I just heard at the end of the game that everything's been agreed with Middlesbrough and the player, and asked the player if that was good news, and he said, I'll sign tomorrow, Gaffer. So, done.
I'm sure you're delighted with that, because he had a huge impact on things when he was brought in last year.
Yeah, and we're looking for him to do the same. You know, we need 2 or 3 more in. We're not silly. We're working hard to get 2 or 3 over the line. But if we get them, like nobody knew we'd gone back in for Richie, apart from Richie and Middlesbrough Football Club until news started to break today. But we've been working on that for a couple of weeks.
And what do you believe he will bring that maybe you didn't have before then?
Well, he brings a real defensive bit of steel to the midfield area, doesn't he? And he can get around the pitch and he can pass it. And he's a good young professional, and we can't get enough of them.
So how close are you to some of the others then?
Yeah, we're close. Whether it can be done in time for the weekend, we'll see. We've got a long time to deadline day. It's a long time. But we're working hard to try and make things happen. And, you know, I've identified the players and give them to my chief exec and discuss them with the chairman, and he's happy with them, so we'll see what our chief exec can do.
Presumably you don't want to be involved in that, because it's a mad dash where people always end up paying over the odds for players in the last few hours.
Well, we proved with Stevie May we don't pay over the odds, don't we? We walked away.
So, the striker issue then, is that still part of your thinking right now then, and maybe getting somebody in that area?
No, I told you I've got different areas and different priorities. The centre of the midfield was one. Obviously, depending on Paul Green's knock, it might be another issue in there. We don't know. But we brought Richie in to complement what Paul's brought. So we have to have a look at all fresh in the next 24, 40 hours, because, you know, we always try and get value for money, and we'll try and do that again.
Just finally, I mean, since we last spoke to you, has anything moved on the A-guard thing, or is his situation still as was?
I think there was a football club bidding quite aggressively today. Whether they've reached the numbers that our chairman wants, I've been out of the loop since mid-afternoon. I've always said it, if Kieran couldn't have played tonight because he genuinely had a little dead leg from Saturday, but if they reach the numbers, Kieran will get permission to talk, and if he wants to go, then he can go. You know, everyone has a price.
Was that somebody other than Leeds then?
Yeah, Leeds have not come back in. You know, Leeds made it quite clear publicly, didn't they, what they thought? But that's up to Leeds United Football Club. They've got their own business to conduct. And I don't know. You know, Kieran Agard might be on the training ground tomorrow. I've not caught up with the chairman. I'll catch up with him in about an hour's time.